I don't think that's how you wear the headset. Something tells me.
Good?
We're good to go.
Let's do it. It's really loud. It's like insanely loud.
Well, you guys are clipping like crazy. No, you're really clipping.
One off, one off.
Clipping? We'll turn the fucking mic down. There we go.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scheid Show.
Oh.
Hey.
Oh.
My name is Robert Scheid, and sitting on my left is Gregory Hoyt.
Good evening, ladies.
And on my right, it's been a while, but she's back.
Who?
Bane Gibby.
Oh, my. Good evening, Bane.
Good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Oh.
Wow.
Who are you talking to, us or our gentlemen listeners?
Both.
We do have many gentlemen listeners, but Greg would like to think of them all
as
women.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's why I only introduce
them. Well, then, hello, ladies.
There we go.
Meow, meow, meow.
Meow.
Bane, why has it been so long? Where have you been?
What's going on? I thought maybe you guys had a one-and-done policy.
No. Well, Greg has that in his relationships.
Oh.
Hey.
All right. I'll apply to that.
But we don't have that for the guests on the show.
That's actually not a true statement, by the way.
Usually
I break up with girls and then try to make it work again after that.
And they go back to the guest book and they're like, when was I last here?
Yeah, right.
You probably should get rid of the guest book at your door.
Yeah, well, I make them sign.
It's a classy thing to do.
It is. It also helps the police if there's ever an issue, you know.
Here.
Where did he go? Let's check the guest book.
Check the log.
Let's see the registry. Oh, my God.
Oh, a lot of girls coming through here. Not true.
In fact, this is the first time I've been to Greg's apartment, and we've been gonna introduce the apartment. And we've been friends for 14
years.
400 years.
How long have we been friends? How many years?
Approximately 5.
Really?
And you've been at my house probably like
50 times? More?
Maybe more.
And you've never been at my apartment?
I've never. In fact, I didn't think you had one.
What did you think that I was... Where did you think I lived?
I thought you turned into a vapor at night. Got absorbed back into the city.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would just reform
in the morning.
Wherever.
Yeah, or like you went into your truck and you turned into like the club.
Oh, yeah, because I do put the club on.
There is a club. You are the last remaining individual who's using the club as an actual club.
You are.
I think people are using it as a doorstop now.
I'll tell you what.
Pointing at people using it.
I'll tell you what.
What?
My truck hasn't been stolen in Bane's neighborhood since. Before the club, my truck had been stolen
really?
Out of Bane's neighborhood.
Really? In my neighborhood?
Yeah, wow. Right out front of your place. My truck was stolen. That's why I had to get the club.
Bane, has your car ever been stolen in your neighborhood?
Never.
That's good. We'll applaud to that.
Yeah. But
do you use the club?
No.
Interesting.
No, I don't use the club. I have a modern day car that has an alarm.
Oh, nice. Greg, you don't have a modern day car with an alarm?
No. I have a truck.
You have and a club.
He has a club.
Okay, good.
I think it's kind of manly that
it's
I have a truck
cool.
and a club.
In fact, I was talking to somebody about how the club is now sort of like retro, a lot of people now don't know.
Is it
what
hipster
it is.
Yet? Is it hipster?
I think it's
totally.
Almost hipster.
Wow. Yeah, wow. Absolutely.
Carry one of those around with you.
Yeah,
I don't even put it in my car. I just carry it.
Yeah, hold it. It's an accessory.
That's what a hipster would do, though. They ride, you know, fixed gear bikes, not because they don't have any hills to climb. It's because it's the hipster thing to do.
And I heard yesterday that now making mixtapes for people is coming back. Like, teenagers are finding
old tapes,
cassette recorder things.
My fiance would love that.
Cool.
She loves tapes and mixtapes and that whole format. That's really interesting that it's coming back.
Well, it's nostalgic.
You have a fiance?
I do.
Good.
Gonna introduce the fiance.
Her name is Nora.
Ooh. Hello, Nora.
She's
welcome to the show.
She's not here.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show, Nora. When are we? Yet. She's never been on the show.
Not yet.
Mm.
Yeah,
why?
We're a little busy with a little thing called a wedding.
Oh, we are? She couldn't come with you right now?
Not tonight. No, she has...
No offense, Bane.
She has dance class.
Sorry, I'm not engaged, guys.
You're offending Bane. Bane,
she has dance class?
Dance class, that's correct.
Like...
That's not... That doesn't...
At the YMCA.
For your wedding?
No, she takes a dance class every week.
So that has nothing to do with your wedding, right?
Yeah.
No, but that's just an activity that is already set that she does.
It's a de-stressor from the wedding.
It is a de-stressor from work, from the week... Maybe from me. I don't know.
I feel like you're hiding her from the Shy Show.
I think so.
I'm gonna hide her from the show. Gonna hide her from the show. Gonna hide her from the show. Okay. Who knows?
Does she listen
to the
show?
Who knows, he said.
I've actually loaded up the entire show, like all the episodes, onto her iPod. And she has yet to listen to it, but she will.
She won't.
Wow. No. She wants to. She asked me to do that. So
what if you came home tonight and she had like binged on a bunch of episodes, and you found the ring just like on the coffee table, and she was like,
"That's it.
I can't do this.
I didn't know.
Now I know who you are.
Yeah, I
can't do it.
You know, maybe I should tell her to wait. Just hold off until after the wedding.
Day after the wedding.
Yeah.
Make her listen to all of them on the honeymoon.
Well, people flip the switch after they get married. Have you heard that?
I've heard that, but I hope it's not true.
I don't want to flip the switch.
No, I've heard
that.
Like
who I am.
People are like, "Oh, I was marrying this guy or this girl, and then we got married, and all of a sudden, right after the wedding, it was like a werewolf."
What kind of switch are we talking? Is that the switch?
The switch where you're like, "Oh,
they let it go."
Yeah, but also where you're like,
I think, are you talking about where like they hide their bad shit,
yeah,
and then after the
wedding,
the honeymoon or whatever, they're like, "Why, come on."
So their lower jaw goes forward by 2 inches.
Peanut butter jelly.
Why are you such a bad driver?
all the spaces are filled with.
I thought you'd be a better improviser as a guy than that.
No, that was a choice.
Oh, yeah. That was a choice.
Yeah. It was a good choice.
Come on,
Greg. Yes, and
it was a little Bobcat Goldthwait.
God, can you imagine that's your bit, Bobcat Goldthwait? Why was he doing that? Because he was high on cocaine?
There's a good likelihood that was the
case. But then he had to commit to it for...
Yeah. For like 20 years.
Because he did like all the movies. How many did he do? How many of the Police Academies did he do? Did he only do one?
I don't know.
Do you guys remember One Crazy Summer?
Yeah.
With Demi Moore?
Yeah. He was in that. He had a moment. He had a run.
Yeah.
You know what I heard on the way over here on the radio? It was an interview with Steven Soderbergh, and he's talking about how he has decided after this movie that he just did, which is the one about
Behind the Candelabra.
Behind the Candelabra! Behind the Candelabra! Behind the Candelabra!
Yes, he has decided to walk away from the world of cinema and focus more on television, to kind of tear it down, break it apart. He is done he wants to reinvent himself in the cinema world. But one thing he said, which I thought was really great, is this idea that television, when asked why would he want to go into that format, says that he feels like television is going through another golden age, a second golden age of television, and that's with the sheer number of excellent shows that are being made for TV.
And commercials with Gregory Hoyt.
With Gregory Hoyt, but I was going to say...
Did he say that in an interview?
Sopranos. No, he didn't mention you.
That's weird.
But Bane, you are in an excellent show. Are you not?
Thank you. Well, I was.
Let's talk about it.
It's canceled.
It's canceled?
Yes.
This is a perfect time to talk about it.
Yeah.
We can get everybody to go and watch it.
Okay.
Well, they can actually on HBO.
On HBO Go.
It's actually still running on HBO in reruns. And then the DVD of... the second season comes out in July.
What was the show called?
It's called Enlightened.
Gotta introduce Enlightened. Too late.
Created by Mike White and Laura Dern.
And Laura Dern.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Two wonderful people.
Yeah.
Now, I gotta say, though, HBO, the way HBO has created its content and made it available through HBO Go, like a lot of shows are doing, I feel like... Even if a show lives for two seasons, it can still get a lot of play and a lot of... It can acquire more popularity almost sometimes in playing on HBO Go.
Hell yeah.
After the show is done.
Yeah,
way more. In fact, the show that I was on in 2005 on HBO called The Comeback.
With Lisa Kudrow.
Lisa Kudrow and Malin.
Yes, Malin Ackerman. Yes, your friend.
Robert knows Malin.
Yeah.
It's amazing. People still, you know, come up to me and talk to me, and people come up and say, like, I just discovered it. I just watched it.
Wow.
And that was, you know, 8 years ago.
And did you do your reply saying, where were you 8 years ago?
No, Bing doesn't reply at all.
No, I kiss them on the mouth.
Why? Closed mouth. But I just, I get really...
That's nice.
Horny?
No, I just get...
Emotional?
Grateful.
Oh.
So I just feel that it's appropriate to respond with. It's just a nice kiss.
What was
kiss.
That guy's name? Something Clark Duncan.
Michael Clark Duncan.
Yeah. I think what he would do is, after the Green Mile... He was in that, right?
Yeah.
Yes. He was the guy there. So,
he spit bees.
If anybody recognized him on the street... He, by name, he would give them a $5 bill.
No.
I swear to God, that's what he said. He walked around with $5 bills, and for a while.
And he died penniless.
Yeah.
I don't know
why
if he
would
did
he
die
that?
Penniless.
Well, but
penniless?
He died.
No, I know he passed away.
But that seems a little fiscally irresponsible.
Yeah. Well, because he felt so, like, grateful and thankful, and it's the same reason why you do open-mouth kissing with anybody who recognizes. Oh, sorry. Different thing.
Hmm. No, I totally get it, but I think maybe a card that says, like,
thank you so much for recognizing me.
This is okay. In lieu of a $5 bill.
Yeah, I would not put in lieu of a $5 bill there. I'm going to tell you that my grandfather sat next to Orville Redenbacher,
the Orville Redenbacher.
Gave him a hand job?
On an airplane, right?
No. What's the story? Where is it going?
My grandfather, who at the time was, what, 70-something or 80 or whatever.
They hadn't invented hand jobs yet.
Oh, no. I see. Yeah. What year was this?
I don't know. 76? This was years ago. Okay. But Orville Redenbacher...
Gave him a hand job.
Gave him a...
Gave him a popcorn hand
a
job.
A card. No.
Yeah?
Gave him a card that says... You met Orville Redenbacher.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, but I don't think anybody saw, like, my dad didn't see it that way. My dad was like, what a jerk.
Well, no.
It's like, why is he so full of himself that he's got to give a guy a card saying, you met me?
Well, years later, I heard that if you asked Steve Martin for an autograph, he would produce a card that said, you have just met Steve Martin.
Oh.
And it was like a bit, because people would be like, can I have your autograph? And he's like... This is better, you know, because it got, it was an easier way.
Yeah.
And I actually copied that. And then
Do you have some?
I made a business card that had my picture on it from when I was like in third grade. And it said, you have just met Bain Gibby. Yeah.
Was this before you were in anything? That might have been a problem. Like when you met Brian for the first time, did you give him one?
I didn't meet Brian. When I met Brian, I was like, hey, I'm your neighbor. I just
was that you
with
or
my
Brian?
Boyfriend, I'm really sad.
Oh, that was you.
That was me.
Okay.
I didn't give him a business card.
No.
Yeah. You were just you were putting on a voice and doing a bit, or was that for real? You were really
super sad.
Was he living there already, or were you living there?
He was living there already.
Because you guys are neighbors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had been subletting my place, and I had moved away for a year, and then I came back.
Yeah.
And I knocked on the door, and I was like, "Hey, my name is Bain." This is just the voice that I was using.
Because you were under the weather. Emotionally under the weather.
Emotionally under the weather. Mm.
Can you move your car, please?
Yeah, I was like, can you move your Fair Lady Z?
Please.
That's what he had back then.
Before he got in a car accident with that 85-year-old man.
Yeah.
That 85-year-old man had a total stroke.
Yeah.
I mean, I was there on site right after
He's really lucky that he,
Well, that everybody survived, to be honest with you.
Would have been terrible if that old man had, like...
Yeah. Oh, let's not even.
But, Bain, you're here,
I'm here,
and you are taking Brian's place today, and we're so happy that you're here.
Yeah, this is fun.
Do you miss Brian at all?
I totally miss Brian. Brian's a really good neighbor.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But he's not a good person, but he's a good neighbor.
In what way? Does he bring
he's
you...
He's a good neighbor
bring
and
you
a good
sugar.
Person.
Oh, and a good person.
No, he sometimes borrows eggs.
Uh-huh.
But that's
kind of
weird.
It's kind of the reverse of good neighbor.
But no, but then when he leaves town, he always gives me... His carrots and his onions.
Oh, that's nice.
And asks me to waters flowers.
Okay, that's
and
nice.
What else? You know, he's
just
a good guy.
Good neighbor.
Does he ever make you food on that grill that I bought him?
He has made me food before.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't.
Greg, does he make you food on that grill?
I don't get invited over there anymore. Do you get invited over there anymore?
No. I believe in the last episode we established that he calls you an infinite amount of times more than he calls me, because he has called you how many times?
Once. Oh, twice.
Twice from South Africa. Oh. And he has called me zero times, so that's an infinite times.
Did
more.
You hear, like, elephants in the background?
Did I
hear,
actually, like, yeah. Yeah. And I was like, turn the Lord of the Rings, or no, the Lion King.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings.
That's Kenya. Yeah, Lord of the Rings. One filmed ring drew them all. The Circle of South Life Africa. Ring.
Master
with
of
Simba.
The
All right. He actually called me again. Today.
Great, thank you. Thank you for telling me.
Well, he left me a message. I haven't listened to it yet.
You want to play it now?
Do you want to?
Yeah, play it now. Why not?
Well, I'll have to put it on speaker.
Okay, fine. That's okay. We'll do that.
He's not on the boat yet, is he?
Oh, yeah, he's been on the boat. We're going to need a bigger boat. What's that from?
We're going to need a bigger boat. It's from Jaws.
Yeah.
Was that your Jaws voice?
Ready? Here we go.
My voices
Ready?
Are off tonight.
It's good.
Yeah, all right.
Here we go.
Hello, Shide Show. This is Brian Gerard calling in.
It's for us, all of us.
Via remote satellite from Cape Town.
Oh, he's calling
South Africa.
Cape Town.
This works.
Yeah.
Gregory, South Africa, so you know, is 10,000 miles away from Los Angeles.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It's a little less than
far away. To our listeners in Brazil, hola.
No, that's not Spanish. I mean, that's Spanish, not Portuguese.
I'm sorry I'm not there this evening. I know that we have a guest in the house, Ms. Bangidi.
Oh!
I've been really trying to get you on the show for a while. I'm glad that you decided to eventually go into the studio with us.
See, he thinks that you haven't been on the show either, just like I did.
Maybe you guys have done so many, you just don't remember.
No, I'm going to tell you that the last time you were on the show, I remember that there was concern about
not talking about
Enlightened. Successful show, which was Enlightened, you booked it.
You know why? Because I had just, I was booked waiting
it?
To hear.
About booking it or shooting it?
So look,
I was waiting to hear about booking it.
Yeah, that's right.
For all the listeners, Bane Gibby was on the show a long time ago, and she had just auditioned for Enlightened.
So this was 2010.
Wow.
3 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And
that's when the audition was.
After the interview,
yes.
I got an email. Yes. From Bane saying, can you please take anything out?
Yes.
That we were referring to the show.
Yeah, referring to Enlightened that you were auditioning for. So we complied,
right.
And we took
it
out.
We complied,
crazy.
And you got the show.
And you booked it. It was because of us. Okay,
yeah.
Continue
okay,
with Brian.
You're welcome.
While I'm not there, I won't take it personal.
Mm.
I do hope you keep an eye on things back in Los Angeles.
Not right.
Nope.
Mis amigas.
Not
Hey, at any rate, Robert, I'm sorry. I'm not there.
Okay. Apology accepted.
Well, you know,
what?
To say that I miss you, because the truth is I don't. Greg.
What?
Enough. All right. Bane, it's unfortunate that you are choosing to do the show when I'm not there. It really hurts my feelings. But it doesn't matter, I am chasing sharks here in South Africa.
Arrogant.
I think he might be
chasing sharks.
Is he
something
drunk?
That a lot of people wish they could do in their lives.
Yeah. Not
frankly, I never thought about. And am continually petrified of. At any rate, I'll tell you guys all about it when I'm back. Hope you're having a wonderful show.
Thank you.
And I look forward to hearing from all of you.
Sounds like he's going to sign off now.
Of what happened in my absence. In the meantime, I'm looking to gain more fans here in South Africa. I don't even know if I'm going to come home. This place is beautiful.
Huh.
It's a beautiful place.
What did I say?
The quality of life is outstanding.
Wow.
And I don't even know if it's worth leaving. Los Angeles is where my home.
He's contradicting himself.
Yeah. I do miss you all, and to all our fans, I look forward to sharing my experience with you.
That's nice,
Greg.
Yeah.
Why does he keep?
I
do maintain.
Yeah.
That perhaps somewhere out here, even there is love to be had. For even you.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay.
It's optimistic.
I
it's a big world.
I miss you all. Oh. And wish you all a good evening.
I feel like he's never coming back.
He's like Walter Cronkite there. That was it.
That's it?
Yeah.
I think that was all.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's it. He also seemed like he was doing the Christmas Carol.
And yeah, a good night.
Like,
yeah.
Was that?
Either
that
or
Walter Cronkite.
Yeah.
Good night.
Good night.
And good luck.
Don't you mean?
I don't know if that's
a good night and good luck.
Yeah, that's Walter, that's good Walter Cronkite.
Well, yeah. That's,
what's he talking about, me finding love out there?
Yeah.
I think he was just saying, look, the world is
a big place.
A big place.
He's convinced that my wife or girlfriend or whatever it is, yeah, is not in America. He's
really
convinced that she is a European or international.
That it might be a Russian pen pal that he used to have.
Oh.
It wasn't a pen pal.
It was an exchange student.
An exchange student.
I actually talked to my mom while she was here last weekend. Okay. So I talked to my mom. My mom was like, well, she goes, yeah, like Valya back when you were a kid.
Valya was
the first girl I ever loved. I was like 10,
Valya.
9 years old.
Yeah.
Valya.
First girl he ever loved.
From Chernobyl.
From Chernobyl.
Yeah, okay.
And she came over for a summer and I totally fell in love with her.
Yeah.
She couldn't speak English. I could not speak Russian.
Very romantic.
Very romantic.
Yeah.
It was all nonverbal communication.
Yeah, sure,
open mouth communication. Yeah. Yes.
No kissing.
Oh,
it was
no
like,
kissing.
It was just pure
love. How old
love.
Were you?
9 or 10.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so your mother mentioned
my mom mentions her and goes, and I go, yeah, but I don't know her full name. And my mom said, well, I'll go through all our records. We must have her full name.
She was a foreign exchange student in your house?
Yeah. In the summer camp that I went to.
Okay.
And so we met there for like 2 weeks. And then I fell so in love with her that she was with a whole group of people. And I started being like, we should really have them come to Amesbury and like do some church stuff. And they were like, you're right. And so then
you were 9 and you had the wherewithal to be like, I'm a smart guy.
Yeah. I know what I want.
Yeah.
And she came down and hung out in Amesbury for a couple of days. And then we had to drive them back to Wanakee. We have to drive them back.
Oh my God.
We had to drive them back to summer
That's
camp.
That's when they bonded.
And I remember dropping them off.
And just crying hot tears.
Literally. Steaming up the Dodge Caravan.
Yeah.
Like fucking weeping.
Were you wailing or were you trying to hold it in?
I wish I could talk to your parents about this. Who drove?
Oh man, someday I'll have my mom call in.
Because
that would be a good
show. I want to relive that moment. I want to hear about
that. Because I'm seeing you like in the way back.
Oh yeah,
waving.
Yep.
In the back.
Yep.
In the window.
Like,
literally, that's exactly what happened. And I was devastated for a long time. I still kind of am fucked up about it. Because my mom, I remember my mom saying to me, well, you could always find her if it really stuck.
And we need to find her.
And you can find her now, like on Facebook,
online,
I'm sure.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, it's so easy.
Well, we're going to find out. It's going to happen. Ben Gibby.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for coming back.
Is that it?
That's it.
Are you serious?
That was 20 minutes.
Yeah. No, I know. That's
we're just getting started.
I know. Isn't that crazy? But we'll have you back again.
Yeah.
I thought it was like an hour.
No, it's 20 minutes.
It's 20 minutes.
I was
going to
do so many more of my voices.
Oh, no, these voices are...
Save them for later. Bang. Save them for later. Thank you. It is time to end the show.
Okay.
It's time to end the show. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Robert Scheid. On behalf of Gregory Hoyt and Bain Gibby, thank you so much. You've been listening to The Scheid Show.
Doodaloo.
Goodbye.
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 Yeah.